All right, welcome everyone. I'm your host, Stacey Rose, and with me is Connie Fox, Soul Communicator, and together we are Jesus and Company. If you haven't joined us yet, this is step 11 of 12, and these are Jesus's guide to how to connect to God in your direct experience. So we're almost to the end. We just wrapped up 8, 9, and 10 the other day. So 8 and 9 were getting in touch with your soul's purpose. 10 was about giving your love and service to your fellow brothers and sisters. And he kind of preluded that today's session was about how we treat our planet, which is also a being, Earth. So go ahead, Jesus. Welcome.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Connie.
Step 11. So he says, yes, hello again. And this step, as each of them, are very important and powerful. You may not fully understand the power of your own consciousness, but the condition of your consciousness and the feelings that you emit or extend or express are powerful. They create your feelings, your consciousness. And each one of these steps is designed to expand your consciousness in a particular manner. It is all about expanding your ability to love more. Yourself, others, the earth, our Father, me. Yes, but in a particular way, I guess, yes, in a specific aspect or area. Yes, today's step 11 is about intentionally unifying with Earth, your physical home and environment. Yes, Earth has been regarded, and you cannot continue to destroy it as you are without further consequences. By this, I mean bringing disruption, damage, and destruction to yourselves. Always remember, what you give out, you receive. It is God's world, how he created it. It is automatic and spontaneous, whether you realize it or not. You are always attracting what you are giving out. What you say, what you think, what you feel, what you do. The quality of your consciousness always is creating the quality of your physical experience. So now it is time to bring healing to Earth, to bring love to Earth, intentionally, deliberately. And spending a few moments a day to give Earth love. Intentionally give Earth your time, a few moments. Talk to it as if it were a living being and could hear you, because it actually can. The Earth is consciousness also. All is consciousness. There is consciousness in every atom of the universe. And although your mind's awareness may not know this, your soul's awareness does, in the consciousness that is in every living being, including Earth, is able to hear the love you send it, the words you're speaking to it, silently or out loud. but in feelings. It is energy. Transmitting energy intentionally, loving energy, compassionate energy, good wishes, simply this. Spend a few moments a day and send Earth your appreciation. Send Earth your love and your wishes for it to heal, to become balanced again and happy again. God will transform your loving energy given to Earth and manifest it in many different ways to bring it healing and love and help and support that it needs to heal the damage that has been done. Remember to leave the how to God, our Father. He will bring together in manifest form your invisible energy of love. Extend it out and create situations, circumstances, and events from this energy, from your loving energy. So deliberately spend a few moments a day giving love to Earth. Acknowledge its pain, its suffering. It is suffering. It feels, you know, unloved, uncared about, and abused. It feels taken for granted. It feels like it is dying. And it is dying, slowly dying. You all have the ability to destroy Earth if you want to. This is possible. This is why we are here sharing my simple 12 steps to learn how to directly connect to God in your daily life. Such simple steps, but so powerful when utilized, when put into action. It is only a mustard seed I need of your energy, of your desire, of your willingness. I will do the rest to bring it to fruition. He goes, yes. Make Earth your friend, your loving, caring friend. Remember it, think of it, and send it your love and appreciation and desire to heal. This is all. This is all that is needed. God will restore. God will heal. God will resolve any imbalance, any obstacle, any limitation that you created. Yes, this is all for step 11 today. It is unifying with Earth now, your physical home. You do not want to destroy yourselves in the process of destroying Earth. And this is what you are doing. Yes, this is what you are doing. It just goes, yes.
Okay, so I have a question on that. Is he saying that us giving energy and love directly to the Earth, silently through our consciousness or out loud, more effective than going out there and being an environmental activist and standing up for a cause? Is he saying, don't worry about the how, just do this little bit and I will take care of the rest? Or does he want us, like take for example, right now we have in North Dakota a lot of tribes and stuff standing in the way of a pipeline.
Right.
Not on the media, it's in social media, but that's a perfect example. So people are, we're meeting, we're using resistance and we're fighting things. And can he Can you explain the difference of which is more beneficial and why, I guess?
No, yeah, good question. Yes, putting action behind your intentions for healing Earth is very good. Yes. In fact, you are the ones that have to do this yourselves. It is your physical world, and you are responsible for healing it if you want to. You do need to put action behind your loving words, loving energy, your loving intentions for healing of the earth. But to always do this with peaceful energy, not angry energy. It is understandable to be angry. Do not judge yourself for feeling angry, but do not let anger govern your actions. Intentionally stay in a place of peace and love and forgiveness and operate from that energy. This is much more conducive for creating positive change and attracting more, no, miracles. Our Father's support, yes. Actions behind your desires is good, yes. But always remember to do it with grace, with honor, with respect and kindness and love. This is a choice, always. How and where you operate from, every moment, is your own choice. You can operate from fear or anger. It is the same. Just a different form, a different quality of fear is anger. Or you can operate from my level of consciousness. Love, forgiveness, and non-judgment. This is more effective, yes. The results will be effective. But also, the energy you give out in thoughts and feelings, emotions, God brings that energy into manifest form, yes.
Okay, so it's the golden boomerang. What you give out, you get. Okay, so actions behind our thoughts, that's good. Can you talk about alternative energy? Starting from what, Tesla, we've had it suppressed. But just any of his thoughts, I don't want to get to.
Yeah, good question, because, you know, most of us don't want to live without modern conveniences. Right now, at this point in time, we need gasoline for vehicles. You know, we need electricity in our home. And these sources are very damaging and destructive to Earth. I mean, do you have any practical suggestions, Jesus, for this? That's a great point, Stacy. And alternative sources of energy or... I have little to say about it, but I will, you know, prod you in the right direction. It is a matter of making it a priority, a desire. You created this damage. You can create how to heal it. Knowledge is there. The capacity is there. Your ability to do this is there already. It is building the desire to do this, to make this a priority. I absolutely support all forms of, you know, non-pollution, yes, alternatives, in quote, like alternative energy sources, yes, that do not poison yourselves or the earth. Yes, yes. It is a matter of you making it a priority, making it a desire to implement these forms of sources instead, you know, making this transition, not destroying Earth and yourselves anymore. It is just a decision. It's a choice. You can do that now. Because yes.
Okay, I just feel like a lot of people that have created it have been ruined, or the patents have been bought and suppressed. But I guess he's saying
right.
To us people to create the demand for it.
Right.
I mean, the petrodollar is very powerful. So, you know.
Right. Yes, yes. The collective consciousness also creates your experience, your world, and yes, more people, more hearts need to be more caring about the ongoing poisoning and destruction that's occurring to Earth and to yourselves. Yes. Where there is, you know, a stronger collective consciousness on that side or on that end, you know, it will happen. It will come together. Just because, yes.
Okay. So does he have any comments, since we're talking about the globe and our collective consciousness, does he have any comments on artificial intelligence?
There are many forms, many beings of artificial intelligence. You know, other beings, other universes, other dimensions, some physical forms, some non-physical forms, many. Yes.
Does he feel we should be utilizing this to our advantage? Like driving our cars and creating robots and et cetera?
I will leave robots and mechanical inventions and creations, you know, up to you. Although I am not referring to altering the creation of live beings. This is more damaging than you know. Mixing parts of one DNA to parts of another, combining them to create like a new species on Earth, being. Like live beings. This is disrupting your own DNA. You may not know this, but it is altering your own DNA. And it is more damaging than you know. It is what you are eating. I think he's talking about GMO foods.
Yeah, I was just going to go.
And what you are injecting into your bodies, DNA, species. I'm sure he's talking about vaccines and flu shots and so forth. Yeah, vaccinations. Yes, yes. This is causing diseases. This is causing diseases on Earth, in animals, in insects, in you, human beings. It's creating more sickness. And you know, but robots, Stacy, yes, or of like machinery or creations or inventions, artificial forms of intelligence, Meaning other beings in other galaxies or dimensions or universes. Yes, there are many. Many, many.
Okay. That I'm fine with. That's cool. Obviously, it would be a waste of space if there was no other life out there. But yeah, I was kind of more going along with us playing God and kind of manipulating and creating life in our own laboratories and that stuff. So,
can you comment any further or say anything else a little more in detail about how or why that's so, well, you said it right there, is causing all sorts of diseases and sicknesses on Earth, animals and ourselves, down to insects. Anything you can tell us a little more about that? You are causing genetic weaknesses. You do not realize it. You think you are fixing genetic weaknesses, but you are creating them. It is something I would like to discuss in more detail another time, to bring more awareness to you about specific creations that this is causing, or that you are creating and created malfunctions, sicknesses, diseases, imbalances, but for another time.
So the vaccines are a pretty hot topic in society. They think that people, you know, like kids aren't even allowed to go to school properly sometimes if they don't have the forms that say that they've been inoculated. So
yeah, it's getting a little scary. If I had young children, I'd be pretty not pleased, but you know, where the government's kind of taking more control of our personal lives and our children's lives and telling us how to feed our children, that we have to inject poisonous substances in their veins upon birth and throughout their childhood. And these vaccines are polluted with mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, not to mention the DNA of other species of beings. So I'm glad I don't have young children for that reason.
Yeah, so it's getting a little scary. And I just saw there was a recent merger, I believe Bayer, who is, you know, a very pharmaceutical and well-known in the healthcare industry, just purchased Monsanto, which is our biggest seed company and biggest distributor of GMOs. So that'll get interesting. Does he have any comment? Yeah.
You are creating the destruction of humanity as we speak by these forms, methods of altering God, God's beings, God's life, God's world. There are many diseases coming, new diseases from this. Many are already here that you know of, but do not realize it was caused by human man. You do not realize the work and the time, the physical time on Earth it will take to bring back balance to the imbalance that has been caused already. There is going to be more diseases and the worsening of existing diseases. These were created by man. They are not natural. Any disruption, any sickness, any lack is a result of your ignorance. It is not by happen chance. It is not natural. Never. No, it is happening to let you know you're doing something not in alignment with God's way of life or God's way of living, not in alignment with, you know, who you are. And you are ignoring this great signal. It is due to not understanding how to listen to God, to God's direction. This 12-step course will help you cultivate that. If you do it, if you follow these suggestions, yes.
So you're saying, okay, these are companies, big companies that are doing this, but there are people running them. So what, where is their mindset? Like how do they think that this is good for humanity to genetically, is it in a good intention or is this a deliberate bad intention? I don't understand.
Right. It is greed. It is ego. Wanting more. It is a sickness in itself. It is a disconnection to our Father, simply put. Being disconnected to love, caring, compassion, caring about others, caring about Earth, caring about God. It is living life without God. And when you live life without God, you lose all knowingness. You lose loving. You lose caring. You lose kindness. You lose compassion. You become engulfed in the ego's fear of dying and its qualities, the ego's qualities, grow. These qualities, negative emotions, simply put, anger, greed, power, fear, and imbalances, behavioral imbalances, thinking imbalances, imbalances of the mind, thoughts, disconnected to all, disconnected in the heart, so, you know, disconnected to love. Yes.
Okay, so it doesn't take much logical thinking. If you've only seen the material we've presented live in this format and you haven't read any of the books or any of the other messages, it doesn't take much logical thinking that the last time you came in physical form was to save us from annihilation. So I'm assuming that we're very close to that at this time, and that's why you're coming back as you are through us. Is that correct?
That is correct, Stacy. Yeah. It is closer than you could imagine. The reality of this is coming regardless. A massive destruction on Earth. The full annihilation of it? No. But significantly, yes. I am here now to make my suggestions, my teachings, available to those who are at a place of readiness for it, that are at a place of desire for this knowledge, and that want to grow closer to me and to grow closer to our Father, to grow closer to unity consciousness. And it will not be everyone on Earth, no. Far from it. But I am here now through both you and you, Stacy and Connie, to make my words available to those that will attract seeing and hearing them, and for other specific instructions I have, lay show, a daily webinar, other topics of discussion I'd like to bring out, and guidance for others that have questions for me or concerns. I am here to guide you toward unity consciousness and healing and, yes, this is
nice. Okay, well, I think we covered enough topics on that for today. Sounds like he will go more in depth on this information should you be interested in the webinar.
Yeah, so without a whole big topic of discussion we could talk about more.
Obviously there is more information in the book, so I recommend if you want more, go ahead and do some research there. I know what's coming, so we'll just leave it there. So today's lesson was just to send love energy to the earth. Just pay attention to the earth, care about the earth, and plant that little mustard seed. And you can take action in any way. That could be part of your volunteer or service time for the hour a week, which was a step before that. So that being said, any other comments, questions, concerns from you, Connie?
Anything else, Jesus? Yeah, no.
All right.
And it's because, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. We are going to wrap this step 11, and we are happy to bring you step 12. Does he have a prelude to it?
Yeah. Can you give us another little teaser? The next last step 12. Yes. It is how to connect to me personally while you are sleeping.
Ooh.
Yes. Ooh. Okay.
Well, I mean, we spend a significant amount of our lives asleep.
Sleeping,
I can
yes.
Being powerful.
It'd be great to make that more productive time.
Okay, yeah.
Sounds exactly. Good to me.
Put it to work while we're sleeping. Sounds good. All right, I'm going to end the call. Thank you for your time today, Connie. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Stacy.
You're very welcome. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the final step.
Sounds good. All right. Bye, Stacy.
Bye.